Joining me now here in the Allstate Showcase studio is Terry Cosgrove. He's the president and CEO of Personal Pack. And Terry, thank you so much for joining me here this morning.
You're welcome. Glad to be here, Rick.
Obviously, we had surprising big news Friday morning, the announcement that Attorney General Lisa Madigan had opted not to seek re-election and seek a fifth term as the state's attorney general. One that caught, I think, everybody off guard. I probably would bet that it probably caught her father, Speaker Madigan, off guard. The fact that there was no apparent successor, the fact that she was seeking re-election, even going before sending a representative before Cook County slate makers asking for the county's endorsement, which was a foregone conclusion, but nevertheless caught everybody off guard. But I know with Personal Pack and its mission to support candidates that support abortion rights, you know, Lisa Madigan has been steadfast in that. I don't know that it necessarily changes the dynamic as far as a Democratic candidate to run, but certainly, I mean, she has been a staunch supporter during her time in public office, even going back to her days in the state legislature.
Well, that isn't entirely true.
Ah.
Yeah. She lifted there was a bill that was that had been stayed by 1995 parental notice of abortion law, and it was
That was the Edgar era legislation
that passed, and it was stayed for I can't do the math exactly. It's 20 years, I think, and then she moved to have that stay lifted, and that was really disappointing to a lot of pro-choice people because teenagers are so harmed. That come from families where there's violence, where there's physical abuse, where there's mental illness, there's alcoholism, there's a divorce going on, there's an absent parent, and she went ahead and lifted that. And that was really disappointing to a lot of pro-choice people, and me in particular.
What rationale did she give?
You know, I didn't follow it closely. I'm not a lawyer. And she took it up on appeal several times. But the result was that teenagers in Illinois who come from abusive, violent families are forced to involve their parents in that decision. And 70% of teens already do that. But there's a that will show up to a family planning center with an adult family member. But for those that can't, this is really horrible. And their only real option, which is not an option, is to get a judicial bypass waiver in the court system. So,
okay. I know there's a lot of names that have been floated out here for her replacement.
Right.
And, I mean, Kwame Raoul being, and Tom Dart, the county mm-hmm. sheriff, being among the leaders in them. And I mean, both of them do have somewhat of a track record.
Yes, they do. They all have 100% pro-choice voting records. The names of people that I've heard that have been in the legislature all do.
The Democrats.
Yes, of the Democrats, yes. Right. Yeah, I haven't heard any other Republicans except the one that
Erica Harrell.
Yeah, that's announced that she's running. Yeah.
Although there is some chatter that she could face a primary.
Oh, really?
Now, I didn't know that. Now that the kind of the door is open for
an open
seat. You know, there's always political opportunity in
there
this
is.
State. Well, one of the reasons I wanted to have him on, and it's something that Personal Pack has been most active with in recent months, I guess, would be fair to say, is this issue of what's known as House Bill 40. And it's kind of funny because we're going through this era now where we're actually using bill numbers, where we'd always talk about what a bill does, but the bill number never mattered. And now Senate Bill 1 was the education bill, which turned into Senate Bill 1947, just for your trivia fans.
Right.
But House Bill 40 is a bill that passed the legislature, yet is still on a procedural hold by the General Assembly. And that bill... why don't you explain what House Bill 40
Sure.
does?
House Bill 40. In fact, House Bill 40 is now fairly famous because we can't call it by its bill number because so many people know what it is and so many pro-choice people are engaged in trying to convince the governor to sign it. But what the bill does, It's actually very simple. It deletes about 12 sentences from the statute. It does not add a word, a comma, a semicolon, or anything else. It just deletes about 12 sentences. And those 12 sentences get rid of the trigger law, which Illinois is one of four states that says the day that Roe v. Wade is overturned or modified, abortion and the most commonly used forms of birth control become illegal in Illinois, because it says that life will begin at conception. So the IUD, most forms of the pill, will essentially become murder weapons under Illinois law, because they'll be charged as ending a life. It also gets rid of the inequity that we have in Illinois' insurance. That, in other words, I have private insurance, so one of my dependents who gets pregnant could conceivably get an abortion under my health insurance plan. But if you're a woman who depends on Medicaid or depends on other forms of for your insurance,
or like state health insurance.
Yes, for state health insurance. And the thing about the state health insurance restriction is it does not even include an exception for rape and incest. So if you're a state employee and one of your dependents is a victim of rape or incest, you cannot get an abortion under your state employee health insurance, because it specifically does not offer that exception. And that's outrageous. I mean, it's really a horrible statute denying. And we believe that coverage should be equitable. So it should not be dictated by the source of your insurance, your zip code, and that all women should be treated the same under Illinois. We think that's fair and that's equitable. And that's why Governor Rauner should sign HB 40. Instantly, when he gets it.
What were the restrictions on Medicaid, recipients?
Well, it just says that no state Medicaid money can be used to pay for an abortion. There's an exception for rape and incest in there, but there isn't in the state employee's health insurance.
And now that we've set that up, I want to take a break, and then we'll talk about what the governor has said about this and part of what your program is to try to convince him to change his mind on this.
Glad to be helpful.
We're speaking with Terry Cosgrove, President and CEO of Personal Pack. I'm Rick Pearson. This is the Sunday Spin. Welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, the Chicago Tribune, here in the Allstate Showcase Studio in Tribune Tower on North Michigan Avenue. Joining me here in studio this morning is Terry Cosgrove, President and CEO of Personal Pack. We're talking about the issue of House Bill 40, which would expand the availability of abortion coverage for Medicaid recipients as well as those who are covered by state employee health insurance, and lift this trigger in case Roe v. Wade is overturned. The governor, I guess he was for it, and now he's against it as a candidate. And I remember, I think this was back in April, you released the survey response of candidates, then candidate Rauner, about his views on these issues contained in that bill, and was quite emphatic as a candidate that he supported that. Now as governor, he says that this issue is too divisive, that I think at one time he even said that we need to focus on the budget and things like that.
Right.
Well, now we have a budget. We've got school funding. House Bill 40 has not been sent to his desk yet. But, I mean, where the governor had been and where the governor is now, I don't see any still sign of any change coming from the governor's office on this legislation.
Right. Just a brief history so that people understand. First of all, we expect him to keep his word from 2014 when he ran for office. In fact, very briefly, when he ran for office, he gave Personal Pack a signed and dated original questionnaire. And in that questionnaire, he said, as governor, I will work to ensure equal access to contraception and abortion services. I dislike the Illinois law that restricts abortion coverage under the state Medicaid plan and state employees' health insurance because I believe it unfairly restricts access based on income. I would support a legislative effort to reverse that law. end quote. That was on April 25th of 2014 when he was running for governor. And then on April 14th, he came out very surprisingly and said that he would veto House Bill 40. And House Bill 40, as we already discussed, covers those three things. So it shows a complete lack of integrity and trust on his part. And it's hard to believe that anyone could trust him when he says anything going forward after being so clear about taking that position in 2014 and then reversing it in 2017. Having said that, we plan on holding him completely accountable every single day until he asks the General Assembly to send him House Bill 40 as it was passed by the General Assembly so that he can put his signature on it. And hundreds of thousands of Illinois voters are now engaged in that effort. They're writing him, they're making phone calls, and they're emailing him. In fact, it's not a day goes by that someone doesn't come up to me on the street or email me and say, Terry, I'm so sorry that I believed him. I voted for him in 2014, and he lied to me, and I'm so angry about that. And I say, well, have you called him and told him that? Have you called his office? And more then they say, well, what can I do? And I say, well, you can come to our October 30th luncheon and buy a ticket or a table. And make it up to the women of Illinois because you bought it hook, line, and sinker. And I have to say that I was as surprised as anyone. In fact, when I got the phone call on April 14th that he had announced that he vetoed, I said, they can't be. He put it in writing, and it took the person on the phone like five different times telling me, no, Terry, he said that he would veto the bill. And I said, I cannot believe that after everything he said. He sat in front of PersoPAC board members. He and Diana looked me in the eye on several occasions and said, Terry, we support all three of these provisions of House Bill 40. He told my board members this. Diana took out a full-page ad in the Chicago Tribune and said there was no difference between her and 100% him and 100% pro-choice Governor Pat Quinn, except for the issue of parental notice. She got 150 of her friends and colleagues to sign that ad, so she lied to them about his position. There's no other way to sugarcoat this. I mean,
they've been
completely dishonest.
Yeah. And she was a donor.
Yes.
Diana Rauner was a donor to Personal PAC. And so, you know, when you look at what the governor has done, and there's, or threatens to do with this right. legislation, and of course, it's a re-election year.
Right.
And so, and we've seen kind of a whiplash effect going on in the governor's office of ideological issues.
Right.
And remember, part of this advertising effort back then, too, was that the governor has no social agenda.
Right.
And so when he says this, is it, in your view, an appeal to try to appeal to a conservative Republican base here?
I don't know what his motivation is. All I know it shows a complete lack of integrity on his part to do such a reversal. I mean, there was no gray area here. He said this is what he would do as governor, then turned around and did the opposite. Now, having said that, sure, there's politics involved with this. I mean, he wants to, he's looking to be reelected. I don't think that's any surprise on anyone's part. I just think it's a horrible calculation on his part, to be honest with you. I mean, people are furious with him and Diana over this issue, and I hear about it all the time, and we have over 1 million people engaged on Facebook now.
Well, now,
over this.
Speaking of politics, though, this bill is on a procedural hold and has not been sent to the governor.
Right.
And
it won't be until he says, please send me House Bill 40. I will sign it as it was passed by the Illinois General Assembly. He knows what he needs to do in order to get this bill on his desk and to sign it.
Well, but there's also the school of thought, too, that Democrats are holding this bill, looking for the most politically opportune time that they can to send the bill to his desk with the understanding that he would veto it.
I don't know about any of that. All I know is that the women of Illinois need House Bill 40 signed into law so that equity can be brought to their health insurance coverage.
So it's your view that HB 40 should, I mean, it could stay in permanent limbo then?
Yeah, it is not going to, as far as I know, House Bill 40 is not going to be sent to Governor Rauner until he says he will sign it as it was passed by the Illinois General Assembly. That is currently my view that what should happen, and currently the view of the sponsors and the people that are in control of the legislation.
Now, along as part of this and part of the political effort, and Personal PAC is a political action committee.
Yes.
there was also, and I wrote about this last month, and we're going to use the polite term for it, the Call BS program.
Right.
And frankly, yeah, HB 40 is the immediate issue, right, but it's more of an overarching type program aimed at really trying to engage men in the issue of women's reproductive rights.
Right. Yeah. Women have been on the front lines of this movement, of this struggle for many years. And after the November election last year, so many men also became alarmed and wanted to know how they could help on issues like HB 40 and also just defending reproductive rights, because, you know, men know women and come from women and are really alarmed about this. So the Call BS campaign is really men. And how it started, Rick, it was very organic. I mean, when men heard what women had to go through, such as traveling out of state to get an abortion, to get reproductive health care, they said, that's BS. And when they, and especially when you turn it around and say, how would you feel if you had to travel out of state for a prostate exam or get your Viagra prescription filled? Because there are pharmacists that actually refuse to fill prescriptions for birth control because they say that it violates their personal views. So when we started asking men, how would you feel about it, their response was, that's BS. So the campaign really started about that. And it's amazing how many men are stepping up and are getting involved. So we're and are incredibly involved with the HB 40 campaign. And we're doing canvasses in legislative districts, going door to door, asking people to sign a petition to Governor Rauner to sign HB 40 and also to thank the state representatives and senators who voted for it. And half the people that are showing up for the canvas is like, we'll have 53 people out in Joliet, let's say, last weekend. Half the people there were men. So it's really, and, you know, we're joining the cause, and the amount of enthusiasm around this has been incredible. I mean, our social media, our events, what's really fascinating about it is before the campaign started, I think about 23% of the people who were donors to Personal PAC and followed us on Facebook were men, and the other, do the math there for me, 77% or whatever were women.
It's too early for me to do math.
Exactly, for me too. And now that number's creeping up to 30% because more men are getting engaged, and we're almost watching it on a weekly basis as the number of men in the total cohort are growing. So we're very excited about it, and these men are angry about HB 40 too. So.
And they can find out more information about that as well as Personal PAC at your website.
Yes, www.personalpac.org. And I know the millennials are going, I can't believe he said www. But it is personalpac.org.
That's right. This is a show where we know there may be millennials out there, but they also know my age as well.
Right.
Terry Cosgrove, President and CEO of Personal PAC, thank you so much
thank
for joining
for
me
having
this
me.
Morning.
Okay.
We'll be back with more right after this.